The countdown clock on Doha's Corniche marks the final days, hours, minutes and seconds until Qatar 2022 kicks off. Now in the final stretch, organisers say they're ready to deliver.
You realise that there's a huge excitement. It was building up over the last 12 years, but 100 days to go, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can taste it. And I think it's a matter of just, you know, the final countdown now.
For the first time, the competition is being held in the Middle East, and there'll be plenty of other firsts. The first World Cup to be played in November and December, female referees in the men's tournament, and an ambition to make this the most sustainable tournament of all time. Qatar 2022 is also set to be groundbreaking because of this, air conditioning. The majority of stadiums will be artificially ventilated to keep players and crowds cool. Fans here in Doha welcomed FIFA's decision to start the World Cup a day earlier to allow Qatar to feature in the opening match. The hosts will play Ecuador at Al Bayt Stadium on November the 20th.
It's a very big opportunity to everyone here in Doha, actually, to be here and to live this all this excitement.
I'm very excited to see it, as this is my first time I'm going to an actual match, so I'm very excited.
100 days to go, countdown events like this one are happening all over Doha. The excitement is building for fans in the 32 nations who've qualified, and perhaps even more so here in the host city. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera, Doha.
Well, earlier we spoke to sports marketing expert Simon Rhines. He told us why the date change, even by one day, could prove problematic for tournament sponsors.
It's useful to explain a little about how sponsorship works, which is basically, it's not just about the perimeter boards and the branding that you see, but sponsors like to do a lot of what we call activation around it. So they'll book advertising, create special events. And one of the biggest impacts could well be the fact that they'll have a lot of hospitality with VIP guests coming in from around the world. And that could be quite disruptive if you move everything a day forward. It's going to be very hard to reschedule hotel bookings for people, even with 100 days notice, you know, if everywhere's booked. So that'll be very difficult. Also, all the flights, you know, they're going to be mainly first class flights from around the world. So depending on what arrangements you have for changing tickets, that could be expensive. So, you know, the costs could mount up and the logistical tasks are going to be significant. I think it's fair to say it could cost millions. And I mean, another area is print. If anyone's printed posters and leaflets and promotional material which has the exact starting date of the World Cup, then they may well want to shred all that print and redo it. So, you know, again, some fairly significant costs.
As for the teams and players to watch out for at the World Cup, Brazil are the top-ranked side, but it's hard to look past the defending champions, France. They beat Croatia in the 2018 final in Russia. Paul Pogba may miss the tournament with a knee injury, but they have Kylian Mbappe and perhaps the most informed player in the world right now, Karim Benzema. This week, Al Jazeera spoke to one of France's World Cup winners from 1998, David Trezeguet, who's backing them to retain the trophy.
France are the team to beat because they're the world champions. They've got great quality individually and as a team. I see them getting to the final, even though the competition will be intense. The tournament will be played in December, so players from all countries will be in very good shape. But as I said, I think France will be very difficult to beat. Kylian Mbappe is the figurehead of the team, even if there's quality throughout the whole squad. He's going to be the player who will really show his qualities. I think he's going to have an exceptional World Cup. Beside France, there's still Germany, Spain, Brazil. Let's not forget Argentina and Africa, which is an upcoming continent with teams trying to get to a higher level.